In academia, spring always means award season, and for me, that means letters to write, praises to sing, and nomination deadlines to meet. When I worked in the corporate world, there wasn't a season for celebrating one's peers. Sure, there was an occasional pat on the back moment, but nothing like the formal campus events where deserving folks receive certificates and plaques, and everyone gets a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie just for showing up. Although it can start out feeling like one more task, I end up enjoying the process of composing nomination letters for worthy colleagues and students. While I strive to acknowledge the hard work of people in my department on a regular basis, it's especially satisfying to take time to deeply reflect on one person and the good work they do over the course of a year. So often we focus on shortcomings or areas for improvement that we forget to appreciate all that's gone well. Writing these letters gives me the chance to revisit and note a person's meaningful accomplishments. I work with truly remarkable people, and while describing their strengths takes time, it also creates time. Time to appreciate their work and to know them better by focusing not on the quantity of their achievements, but the care behind them. Not everyone nominated receives an award, but sharing the letter of support that's been written with someone who has passed over can matter just as much. And I think it's a real gift to show others just how much they matter. I'm Suzanne Deggs-White, and that's my perspective.